Hey everyone, hola, soy Rita. I'm here with Coach Michael Jinks. We have this very, very VIP interview. So not just VIP, VVIP. And he's sitting right next to me, so I want to get right to it because he's extremely busy, as you can imagine, and we're so lucky, to have you here with us today. Michael, welcome, Coach Jinks.
Well, thank you, Rita. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
It's our honor and my pleasure. Thank you for being with us today. So let's get right to it. I have a list of questions for you. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. So first of all, obvious congratulations on winning the state San Antonio championships here. How difficult is it to get this year's team at this point now focused on 2011?
Well, you know, it's awesome that you asked the question right now because we're in the middle of spring football. And surprisingly, it's been quite easy to get this group of kids focused. You know, once you've won it, you know, it's pretty easy to want to do it again. I think these guys are hungry. I think they feel a little bit of pressure. I think that expectations have changed. Even though we're graduating some great players, Malcolm Brown, Marquise Anderson, Ryan Simmons, just to name a few, I think a lot of people still expect us to be in a stop. Expect us to be in the top 10 in the state, and
like you said, no pressure.
Yeah, but that's why we do what we do.
Sure.
And for myself and our staff, we wouldn't want any other way. And I think we have a group of kids in our community and families in our community that's where we want to be.
That's and it's reflected on the achievements that you guys have done thus far. So in the tradition that you came from, and you somewhat have touched upon it right here in the tail end of your answer, you stress team.
Yes, ma'am.
But how do you replace a special player like one of the ones that you just named, of course, Malcolm Brown?
Well, you don't. You don't replace those kids. The things that we have to understand as a football team is that each and every team is different. Each team has your own unique identity, for lack of a better word. And 2010 Steel Knights were the 2010 Steel Knights. It was a great year. It was a year that we'll remember forever, but it's gone. And you know as well as I do, people remember, and what's the old saying, what have you done for me lately?
So, that's right.
You can't
and
rest
people
on
it. In Spanish, we have a saying that's people eat with their eyes. So what they can't see.
I'm going to people eat with their eyes.
There yes, you go. In that's Spanish, for yes, our yeah. Spanish audiences, let me translate that. La gente come con los ojos. So that's that. Can you repeat that?
La gente. I did the best I could. Well, that's another show.
Oh, yeah. I made Coach Jinx nervous, huh? All you players out there that he makes you nervous.
Yeah, that's another show. But we're excited about the year.
Oh, absolutely. You've got, like, a bright future as a team, as, you know, not just the players, for yourself, too. And touching upon that, current source of huge pride, but also a specific source of pride because, you know, the fact is that you are the only African-American coach to lead and win a state championship from here. How do you feel? I know, you know, your obvious feelings of pride in that, but how do you feel about the historical significance of this?
Well, you know, when we were involved in the championship season, the 2010 season, my focus was, you know, was day to day, week to week, game to game, and that's kind of how we go about our business here. But since we've won the championship, and some of the things that I've had the fortune to experience, some of the people that have come into my life and told me how important it was a big deal, and it was a big deal to be the first black coach to win a 5A state championship in San Antonio, Texas. There have been some great black coaches that have come before me, Willie Hall. Coach Tatum, R.A., just to name a few, that quite easily could be sitting in the same position that I am. But for whatever reason, they weren't given those opportunities. And it is my hope that, you know, number one, kids win, okay?
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of great coaches out there. And all of these great coaches have had great kids. But they were given opportunities and they were put in the right place. And it's my hope that you know, in years to come, that people look at some of the minority candidates, not just our black coaches, but our Hispanic
right.
coaches
Hispanics,
as well, and give them the opportunity at an early age to be as successful as they possibly can be.